Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 on KETX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you, joined as usual by Angela Kennedy Robinson. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good Monday morning after a long Thanksgiving weekend. Did you have a wonderful weekend?
That is right. Very wonderful weekend, as you, did you, I'm assuming.
Great
so
food.
I saw all the pictures online and all the kids were having a ball. So fun.
Great
fun.
Cowboy win.
Yes, 10-1.
10-1.
That's unbelievable.
It's like a dream.
Right? It is like a dream. It really is. What a year. What a good year. Anyway.
But we're here to talk about how do you measure your wealth.
That is right. And I thought this is a very appropriate topic. I don't know what, you know, many of your traditions are at home, but ours has always been, and ever since I was a little girl, I remember the day after Thanksgiving, we would head to the Christmas tree place and pick out the biggest Christmas tree that we could find. Didn't matter how ugly it was, didn't matter what, it had to be the biggest. And so we've kind of carried that tradition into my family. And the day after Thanksgiving is really just break out the Christmas and get into the season. And so I thought this is a very appropriate thing. And especially, you know, end of the year, I know it's a busy for a lot of people, but, and it's busy for me. But I think in a sense, don't we all slow down in a way that we actually reflect and we think about things a little bit differently than other times of the year? You know, that's that holiday spirit, I guess, soaking through all of us that we don't often talk about. But that's why I wanted to really do this topic today is as we enter the holiday season, head up towards New Year's. I think this is a really, really important thing that we all need to think about is how you measure your wealth.
Right.
Right. And there's an incredible quote. I love this. It was by an English congressional speaker in the early 1900s. His name was John Henry Jowett. And he stated, "The real measure of wealth is how much we should be worth if we lost our money." Think about that. How much we would be worth if we lost our money, right?
Yeah.
So is wealth really about a dollar amount? And, you know, it's no secret that our business is built around helping people manage their money, pay less in taxes. We talk a lot about money on the show, right?
Life Planning 101.
That's right, right. We talk a ton about money. But, you know, it's really what's interesting is we've really created a discipline and a process. We have what we call our 8 life planning issues where we feel it's really imperative to go through those. And only one of those issues covers investments. 7 of them don't. And so what we do is we actually go through those and it's either, you know, it's a process for one of two things. Some people kind of have their goals set in their head and it creates a roadmap by going through those to be able to accomplish those goals. And some people have no idea what their goals are. And so it gets their brain thinking and chugging in a different direction to be able to set those goals so that they can make that plan out. And those goals usually have nothing to do with money. So, you know, so if we find it very appropriate really to discuss this topic with our clients, you know, and one of the things that we've always said is, you know, if you're sitting here and it's the last day of your life and you're looking back over your life, what do you want to have accomplished? What do you want to have done with your life? What kind of meaning do you want to leave behind? What kind of imprint do you want to have left behind?
Abraham Lincoln said, it's not the number of years in your life, but it's the amount of life in your years.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, you know, think about it. Is growing your greenbacks, right, all that important if you don't have fulfillment of your wealth without your money? Is it really that important?
No, so, absolutely not.
You know, so I thought this was very appropriate for today as a show. And as we go through this, I've actually got some incredible information. You're not going to want to miss it. It was shared to me by Dr. John Rhodes, which many of you may have heard many years ago on our show. But he is an incredible gentleman. He's a life coach. And he has kind of a what you call a scorecard for measuring your wealth. So when we come back, you don't want to miss it.
Stay tuned. More Life Planning 101 coming up next right here on KETX KWBY. And welcome back into Life Planning 101 here on KETX KWBY. We're talking, how do you measure your wealth, Angela?
You know, if this were your last day on Earth, where would you want to be? Who would you want to be with? What would you want to be doing? What about physically, mentally, spiritually? You know, I bet it's not counting your greenbacks, I have to say, right? And so, you know, we don't live like that, right? Because if it was your last 5 years, your last 10 years, your last 20 years, you know, that's, we live differently, right? But if we knew that, if we knew that that was what it was, if you were sitting there on that last day, what do you want to have not missed on? We had a show many moons ago called Unacceptable Regrets. What would you not want to regret that you didn't do with your life, or you didn't pass on to your children and grandchildren or your community or whatever those things are that are really, really important to you, right? And you're probably not worried about your money if you're thinking about those things. Now, granted, we've talked about this before. Money's a little bit like oxygen, the way that we live here in the United States. We have no choice. We have to have it, right? But it's everything. Do we focus on it?
Not always.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, a lot of times, a lot of people with a lot of money are some of your most miserable people.
That's right. That's right. And isn't that sad? Because how much could they do with that? And, and what imprint could they leave behind with it? So, you know, I think it's important. And a lot of us, you know, I found this interesting. Interesting you said that, Terry, because a few years ago I read a deal, and most people that have between $5 and $10 million of net worth don't even consider themselves upper middle class. They just consider themselves middle class, so they don't feel like they have anything. They were constantly worried about money, constantly worried about going broke. And, you know, that makes me sad to think that, because, you know, even though, and we talk about this on the show a lot, $1 million really isn't that much money anymore. And even though that's the case, you know, to be able to have been that successful to, you know, have acquired and saved $5 to $10 million and still feel like you're worrying and not and losing sleep over running out of money every night, is that really worth it, right? And, you know, I think it's funny, we had a sermon yesterday, and he was talking about, as we entered the Advent season, we're talking about hope, right? We have to have hope, and turning it over to God.
Right.
And I think that has a lot to do with it, because we can really get in ourselves in a little whirlpool of thinking about all the things that could be going wrong, always waiting for that next shoe to drop, so to speak, right?
Exactly.
Or we could focus on a way to be able to measure our wealth at the end of life. And so I want to share something with you. I thought this was really great. I came into contact with a gentleman named Dr. John Rhodes back in 2007. And for the next few years, he was a life coach of mine. And he created this little simple scorecard that I still use to this day. We actually implement this with all of our team members. We do a quarterly staff retreat, and we get everyone to fill them out. And, you know, it's really good because I can sit down and really focus on where I'm at, where I want to be in relation to this. You know, we score everything in life, right? But we don't score our life score, right? And so what, shouldn't we score our life score? Shouldn't we score how we're measuring our wealth?
Yes.
I mean, if we're so focused on retirement and getting there, which is more important? Should we be focused on retirement and getting there, or should we focus on our life quality and having it?
Yeah, quality of life is worth more than having lots of money.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
If you have lots of money and you don't have quality of life,
what is it?
What is it?
What is it? Exactly. So, you know, it's really good. You can sit down and score yourself. And by the way, you can actually go on our website, kennedy-financial.com. And in our learning center, you'll find this. It's called Dr. Rhodes' Life Scorecard. And you can print it off, utilize it. It's free. Use it. Use it. It's great. Okay. But I'm going to kind of just go through these, because I think this is really, really important, especially, like I say, as we enter this holiday season, and we enter the new year, and we're thinking about resolutions. We're thinking about all these things that we want to change after the new year. I'm already there, right? I've already said 1,000 things I'm going to do after the first of the year. So I think it's really good. The first one is called management of time. Prioritize and calendarize. This is probably the biggest thing that Dr. Rhodes taught me of anything, is that if I want something to really happen, I've got to put it on the calendar. I've got to make it happen. In other words, set the date. X off those dates. Make sure that I go on date night with my husband. Make sure we go on that vacation we've been talking about for 5 years. Put it on the calendar. Because if you do it, then you're 99% more likely to go than or do.
And to accomplish it.
And to accomplish it than if you didn't, right?
I call it carrot dangling.
Carrot dangling. There you go. Yeah. So, you know, that's great. So it's a great time of year. Sit down with your spouse. Calendarize 2017. Start looking at it. What's it look like? So where are you at today? Where do you want to be? Score yourself on a 1 to 10 score. Physical health. You know, I think good health, we don't realize the value of it until it's gone. I watch so many families suffer because of bad health. And it, with a blink of an eye, their life the whole family's life changes because of bad health.
Right.
And so, you know, taking care of yourself is so important. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. If it's not enough to get yourself out of bed and go walk or eat right or do that for yourself, do it for the people that you care about.
Because and the people otherwise, that care about you.
Yeah, that's right. Because otherwise, they are going to be taking care of you. And is that what you really want?
Right.
And sometimes we forget about that. So your physical health. What about your business or vocation or professional life? Is it rewarding? Is it satisfying, fulfilling? You know, there again, a dollar amount really doesn't matter if you don't love what you do. You know, I heard one person say one time they were a billionaire in New York. I got to go to a little conference and it was great. And he says, you know, somebody asked, how do you, you know, differentiate between professional and personal? And he says, it's all personal. Every bit of it's personal. And that's the way it should be, right?
Exactly.
Because if God built us to be a certain way, shouldn't we be pursuing that?
Exactly.
So, you know, having that satisfying, rewarding, and it doesn't mean it's not going to be hard, okay? It doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges and wonder if that's really what you should be doing, but you should be having something that is moving your mind and moving you towards a better place. And if you don't, maybe that's something you need to reconsider. What about financial fitness? So here we go back to the finances of things. This isn't just something that, you know, having enough money, but are you using your money in a wise way? Are you taking care of your money so that it can bless you and it can bless others?
Right? Always want to bless others.
That's right. So when we come back, we're going to hit the rest of these life scores. And then I've got a Twitter poll you don't want to miss.
It's all coming up right here on KTX KWY Life Planning 101. We'll be back. And welcome back into Life Planning 101 here on KTX KWBY. We're talking, how do you measure your wealth, Angela?
That's right. And Henry Ward Beecher said, no man can tell whether he is rich or poor by turning to his ledger. It is the heart that makes a man rich. He is rich according to what he is, not according to what he has. Very good quote,
very
right?
Very good quote.
And so let's get back to this scorecard. As I mentioned, for those of you who are just joining, Dr. John Rhodes, he's a coach, a personal friend of mine, met with him back in 2007 for the first time. So we've been using this for a long time, and we use it inside of our team, our retreats, and we go through this little scorecard of where we're at and then where we want to be, and we take an action item away from that. And you can access this in our learning center on our website, Kennedy-Financial.com. So feel free to go in there and get that. Utilize it all you want to utilize it. Please do it. It's really, really good. So we've talked about management of time, physical health, your business vocation or your professional life being rewarding, satisfying, fulfilling, your financial fitness, not only to bless you, but to bless others. But what about knowing and focusing on your strengths? You know, when we're kids, and I think this is kind of, they're moving away from this, but I know when I was a kid, work on your weaknesses. Make your weaknesses stronger so you have a lot of strong weaknesses.
Sit up.
Right? That's right. And so, you know, we do things a little differently and believe things a little differently. We actually test all of our team members for their strengths. There's a book, a great, great book, Strengths Finder 2.0. You should access it and go in there. It's great if you have kids going in during the workforce and, you know, going to college, help them figure out what they're doing. In fact, we've got a lot of those resources. If you want to give us a call, we'll be happy to share those with anybody and everybody. But, you know, your strengths, if you're always working in your strengths, you're happy, you feel good. It motivates you. It energizes you. So are you doing that? Do you know your strengths? So where would you score yourself? What about your spiritual life? It's personal for everybody. but it's very important, right?
Absolutely.
What about your spouse, your significant other? What role are you playing in their lives? You know, when was the last time you wrote them a love letter?
Do emails count?
No, probably not. I don't think the emails you're talking about count. Maybe for some people, but you know, if you're on the road, why don't you take you some stationery, right? Write her a love letter. Write him a love letter. Let him know how much you care about him. And what about your parent role? What about you, with your kids, your other extended family members? When was the last time that you told them you loved them? When was the last time that you wrote something down for them? You know, we don't often think about that, but isn't it a great time of year to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, rather than them getting a shiny little Christmas card, what if you actually wrote something to them? Told them how much they mean to you.
Something that takes a little effort and time.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about leaving a lasting legacy a lot. Are there things that you want them to know about? Is there stories that you want them to have heard? What about those things?
You know, and a lot of people, a lot of your older generation will write stuff down or record stuff for their families.
That's right. And they were in the habit of writing those love letters.
Yes.
You know, that was the thing back in before all this electronic stuff. But, and you know what I love about that? And Dr. Rhodes was one that actually said this. He says, if you have pictures, physical pictures, and you have love letters, those are things that you have to carry with you that you can read, reread, view, review over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
You know, there's something that doesn't go away. And don't you think that maybe your kids and your grandkids someday when you're gone would love to read those letters about how much you loved your spouse? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty neat stuff. But, you know, paying attention to that, having those positive, healthy, happy relationships, whatever that means to you, spending that quality time with them. There's another great book called The Five Love Languages. You know, knowing your spouse's and all your kids' love languages so you can speak their love language, because the way that you may show love may not be how they need to receive love. And we're often not accustomed to that. But my husband and I struggle with that the most. You know, because the way that I feel loved is different from the way he feels loved. And learning about that is really important, focusing on that if those relationships are important to you. What about lifelong learning? You know, I think we all get to a place in life, I've heard it so many times, oh, I'm too old to do that. Well, no, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. In fact, I know of an individual today that's celebrating her 95th birthday and she still lives alone and she still does great things on her own. So, you know, I think there is never an age that you are too old to keep learning, to keep fostering something inside of you. And what about your generosity and your gratitude? After all, we are in the Christmas season, right? How are you going to give back to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this season?
Exactly.
And it can be done in different ways. It doesn't always have to be money, does it? In fact, one of the things that I want to make sure we bring up is now until December 15th, I brought this up last week, we're doing a coat drive for the Eastland County Crisis Center. So if you've got some extra coats or something that you want to drop by, make sure that you do that. You can drop them by at our office, Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, or you can drop them off at the Crisis Center itself. So, you know, anything.
We had someone call last Tuesday and said, where was that I could drop coats off at?
Great, great. So that's wonderful. And, you know, just being grateful, just showing appreciation, that sometimes we get so busy that we don't do that, even if it is with your spouse. That's probably the person that we offend the most, right? Because we just get so busy and we run by each other that we don't stop and say how much we really appreciate the people in our life and showing that gratitude, showing the gratitude for the country that we live in. I heard the greatest thing. We had some clients last week that hosted, they have a Dyess Air Force Base. They have a little program that you can adopt a soldier for Thanksgiving. And they did that. You know, how are you giving back? What are you doing that's important to you? And I think that's what, you know, we all need to focus on. So what I challenge you to do is spend some time with this life scorecard. Go down and score yourself. Really figure out where you're at.
And be honest.
Yes, right?
I mean, if you're not honest with it, it
doesn't help.
It's not worth the paper it's written on.
It doesn't. You know, and progress starts by telling the truth. And I'll tell you, it's funny. Because when I started doing these, my scores were a lot higher when I first started than now. I'm a lot harder on myself.
Yeah.
Because the more you do it, the more truth that you actually find in yourself. And then you find where you want to be. You set that goal. And then the best part about this scorecard is that you take a little piece of paper and you write down the most important action item that you fill out of all of these that you want to do. And you put that in your wallet or your pocket or somewhere very close to you. And you leave it there until you do it. And then when you do it, you can take it out.
And some people will tape things on their mirror in their bathroom.
That's right.
To remind them every day.
That's right.
Because you're going to look in the mirror every day before you leave home.
That's right.
And that's going to be that reminder of, oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, how do you measure your wealth? That was today's topic. Is it really by the money or is it by something else? And we've got a Twitter poll going. We want to know, at KFS Life Planning, tweet us, how do you measure your wealth? Is it the value of your assets or your life's imprint? Big question.
Big question.
You know, we asked at the beginning of the show, you know, if this were your last day on earth, where would you want to be? Who would you want to be with? What would you want to be doing? What about spiritually, mentally, physically, all of those things? You could spend a lot of time, and we do have a lot of resources in regard to this. So, you know, in fact, you know, we go through all these 8 life planning issues, and we try every couple, you know, months to throw in about every 8 to throw in an article just about life planning, because really that's what it's about. If you don't interconnect all this with what your money does, you know, we had a show not too long ago. Are you here to serve your money, or does your money serve you? And your money should be serving you. You shouldn't be here to serve your money. And so if your money is serving you, then what that means is that all this stuff right here is the priorities. And then, you know, have a little hope, trust in God, right? That, you know, you can set your goals out right. And that's where we come into play. That's where we have a job, right? And I like having a job. So I want to stay having a job, you know, because I do love what I do. And, you know, it's so fulfilling when you're able to watch somebody, watch a family that they have all this and they have no idea how to get from point A to point B, and we're able to help them get there. And it's usually cheaper, faster, and easier than if they were trying to do it alone, right?
Exactly.
And it's only because we've had years and years of experiences with other clients that have lived the same experiences that you are going to live. And you've only got the chance to do it once. So, you know, I think here's the deal, is to remember that today, and this is a common saying my dad always has, is the first day of the rest of your life. How are you going to live it? It's the first day. You get a chance today, right? You get the reset.
Start over.
Today, right? If that's what you need. Make the most of it, right? So make sure you tune in, listen to us. You can get online again, access the scorecard, KATX Radio, KWBY Radio. You can also get onto iTunes and iHeartRadio. Listen to us while you're working out. Have a good time, you know. We'll really get your blood pumping if we're talking politics, right?
Exactly.
So that's right. But
we didn't mention recount or anything like that.
No, we didn't do that. Thank goodness. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. So make the most of it. God bless. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWY. Log on to KETXRadio.com, KWBYRadio.com, or Kennedy-Financial.com to get more information about all this great information shared today. How do you measure your wealth?
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, and Smart Money Group, LLC.